Welcome to the AI and Sons Daily Brief. I'm Maya, and joining me, as always, is our lead analyst, Theo. Today, we're discussing a significant update from the European Union regarding its landmark AI Act.
That's right, Maya. The EU has officially postponed key compliance deadlines for high-risk AI systems under the EU AI Act. This decision, formalized through the AI Omnibus Package, offers a crucial reprieve for organizations grappling with the complexities of AI governance and regulatory integration, providing additional time to prepare for stringent requirements.
A crucial reprieve sounds good, but let's get into the specifics. What exactly are these new timelines, and which systems are affected by this policy adjustment?
The original deadline for most high-risk system requirements was August 2, 2026. Under the revised schedule, standalone high-risk AI systems, like those used in biometrics, critical infrastructure management, employment, and law enforcement, now have a compliance deadline of December 2, 2027. For high-risk AI systems functioning as safety components of products, the obligations apply from August 2, 2028. It's important to note, however, that the AI Act's transparency rules are still expected to come into effect in August 2026.
So, a staggered approach to compliance. Why did the EU decide to delay these critical deadlines, especially after such anticipation?
The delay follows considerable pressure and concerns from various stakeholders, including a notable call from Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson, who advocated for a pause due to a perceived lack of adequate technical standards. The AI Omnibus Package reflects a recognition by EU policymakers of the immense complexity involved in developing and deploying high-risk AI systems and the need for businesses to have sufficient time for adaptation.
For business owners and technology leaders, what are the practical implications of this extension? Is it simply more time to relax, or is there a strategic imperative?
Absolutely not. This extension is not an invitation to delay action, but rather a call for strategic preparation. It offers an additional 15 to 24 months to thoroughly prepare for the most demanding regulatory requirements. For leaders, this means a significant recalibration of AI development roadmaps, compliance strategies, and resource allocation to integrate regulatory requirements into product design, operational processes, and overall AI governance frameworks. Businesses must actively monitor the development of technical standards and guidance from the EU AI Office.
So, what are the opportunities here for proactive companies, and what are the risks if businesses don't use this time wisely?
Opportunities include enhanced preparation, allowing for comprehensive audits and meticulous planning. It also provides a chance for industry stakeholders to engage more actively with the EU AI Office in shaping technical standards. Companies that proactively build robust AI governance frameworks can gain a significant competitive edge. However, the primary risk is complacency. Businesses might view the delay as an opportunity to defer action. The SANS 2026 AI survey highlighted that while cybersecurity AI adoption has accelerated, governance, validation, and operational readiness are lagging, underscoring this critical need for preparation.
That's a crucial point. So, to summarize for our listeners, act now, focus on transparency, monitor technical standards, and integrate AI governance. For more details on the EU AI Act delays and to access the source links, visit AINSUNS.com. Thank you, Theo, for your insights.